Hello and welcome to all those interested to know about the energies of tomorrow. Today we are airing the first episode in a series on CCUS. We hear more and more about CCUS in the context of the environmental crisis and because of the need to decarbonize industry. Our first guest, Florence Del Prajano, chairwoman of the Club CO2 and CO2 coordinator at IFPEN, kindly joins us to illustrate the challenges industry is facing. Hello, Florence.
Hello.
To begin with, Florence, could you please remind us what the acronym CCUS stands for and explain why these technologies are now coming back to take the center stage?
CCUS stands for Carbon Capture, Utilization and Storage. This means capture the CO2 emitted by industrial units, transport this CO2 up to a storage site where it will be injected into a suitable deep geological formation for permanent trapping. If not stored, the CO2 can also be used as a resource to make products such as fuels. Carbon capture and storage is now back on the agenda because of public awareness of climate urgency. All scenarios towards carbon neutrality include CCUS in their portfolio of decarbonization solutions. The IPCC report published last April points out the need for an immediate and deep reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in all sectors, and it calls for the acceleration of CCUS deployment, whether to reduce industrial CO2 emissions or to remove CO2 from the atmospheres. In other words, without CCUS, limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius will be out of reach.
And does it work?
Of course it works. CCS is not a new technology. Today, between 35 and 40 million tons, thousands of thousand tons, of CO2 are captured each year. Another example, Equinor has been injecting around 1 million tons of CO2 per year for more than 20 years into a deep geological formation in Norway. There are actually close to 35 large-scale CCUS units that are in operation all over the world, capturing CO2 on power plants, coal plants, gas power plants, as well as industry facilities, steel mills, cement works, chemical industries, and so on. So yes, CCUS is definitely a technology that works.
How do you answer those who question CCUS with respect to other solutions such as energy efficiency or renewable energies?
First of all, we are today faced with an urgent need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and we have a portfolio of solutions. So our objective is to deploy this solution in parallel and not to oppose them. We just do not have time. We must advance on sobriety, energy efficiency, we must go on with the development of renewable energies, we must develop, when possible, industrial processes that emit less CO2, and we also must capture and store CO2 from flue gas when there is no other alternative. We must deploy these solutions where and when they are needed. And CO2 capture and storage is one of these solutions, a solution that could represent between 10% and 15% of the efforts to achieve net carbon neutrality.
But there's still some way to go, isn't there? These technologies are still in development and their cost is a real challenge. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
Between 35 and 40 million tons of CO2 captured and stored per year, that's nice. But that's also far from enough. We need to capture and store 50 or even 100 times more CO2 in 2035. And 2035, it is tomorrow. And this is a real challenge. A challenge that can be met, but only if we accelerate the deployment of CCS now. So the cost of technology, yes, this is an issue. And we are working on reducing energy penalty, on lowering the cost at IFPN. But doing something has always a cost, and you also must be aware that doing nothing has also a cost for society. Adaptation to climate change, mitigation of the consequence of climate change, this has a cost, and this cost will be higher than those of implementing decarbonization technologies. But the cost is not the only challenge. Deploying CCS means implementing CO2 capture technologies on industrial units, compressing the CO2, transporting it, and storing it. And the major issue is the availability of all these infrastructures at the same time, at the right place. And all these facilities are lacking today. So this is why at IFP Energy Nouvelle, we are working on the whole chain. And we're also working on scenarios for the deployment of CCUS, scenarios at the scale of a territory, at the scale of France, at the scale of Europe, to ensure that the required facilities will be available when and where it is needed.
Thank you very much, Florence, for joining us today. If you are interested to know about the energies of tomorrow and if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and listen to the next ones for a full panorama of CCUS from our IFPEN experts in the field.